Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Well, let's put our golf where our mouths are now.
It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After.
KPNT-FM HD2.
Yes! William Gilman, Doug.
He's been bringing it home for us for many years now. Singing what everyone's thinking.
He is. As they watch the pale hose come to town and...
Take our measure.
This is TMA, and it's presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. It's the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. It's IHOP, sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour, getting underway at 8:33. Coming up at 9:45, we'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. James Carlton's going to be in studio in the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour. And Jackson and I have Mike Florio joining us at 10:15 on Balloon Party. That's 101 ESPN and the 101 ESPN YouTube channel. KG and O-Town's trying to cultivate this YouTube chat on TMA. And look what you've already done. 312 people, that's an uptick, are watching right now.
Really?
Look at KG and O-Town, material impact already. Chairman Kurt, your thoughts?
Love to see it, just absolutely love to see it.
Do you?
Hey, go follow that Instagram too, at TMASTL.
What's going on there?
You know, we're just trying to knock out some clips. We got some good Cardinal discussion last week and again this morning. And yeah, it's hot in there.
Well, there it is.
It's kind of naughty.
Yeah, it is.
You're a bit of a social media wizard.
He is.
That's nice praise, Doug. I'm just trying.
I like that. I'm just trying.
All right. Well, nice going.
Do you follow it, Doug?
Uh-oh.
I see it. Yeah, I think I do.
I didn't ask if you saw it.
Oh, don't snap at me!
At TMASTL.
Lock the door!
That was a... there was like a 30-second shorter break, but I guess by definition, a shorter break. But we have now reached that 30-second on the other end. And so,
well, regardless of how much shorter the break is, it's still kind of your responsibility to be there, isn't it?
Heaters aren't going to smoke themselves, Doug. Right.
I love the Instagram clips, KG. Keep them coming. That's from Scissor Me Timbers. Let's get to the meeting Iggy has with Tommy on Thursday. That's from Sassy Batman. It's not just with Iggy. It's with the whole show, Sassy Batman. The whole show.
Oh, Doug. We have a meeting, have we?
Yeah.
What time?
Oh, did you not get that?
No, I didn't see it.
That's probably a good thing that I brought it up.
Yes, it is. What time is it?
I don't know if time has been set. Obviously, it has to be after 11 since Jackson and I will be entertaining the fine folks on Balloon Party.
Okay.
Millions, that's actually correct.
11 o'clock, I think.
Is it 11 o'clock? There you go.
All right.
Put that in the outlook.
I'll be there.
I will do that.
Oh, you're in?
I mean, if I'm invited, I'm off on Thursday, so.
Did you get the email?
Welcome back.
Oh, you didn't get an email. So.
Doug.
Well, there's tension, though.
There is.
You didn't quite make it back in time on this one.
No, I didn't.
What were you doing?
Smoking, relaxing,
relaxing.
Unwinding.
Unwinding from what?
It's a tough first hour.
Big first hour.
Lock that bitch out!
Oh!
Some Father Brown. That's
Gosh.
A member of the cloth.
Talking like that.
I unwind from stuff like that.
Did I miss an announcement? Is KG full time? It's from Uncle Wally's plastic ear.
Mm-mm.
No, he is not.
No, we hope so.
We hope so.
Yeah.
That's correct. Who knows what the future holds, Doug?
No, I don't.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
How it all plays out.
Thank you.
Hold on for one more day.
Rock.
It's about doing two shows a day. Hello, TMA Afternoon Drive. That's from Mr. Big Cream.
Doug, would you be interested in, we do 7 to 10, and Jackson and I go to a balloon party, and then we come back, and then we do 2 to 6.
2 to 6? 7 hours a day of this.
I've been advocating for baby girl radio with me and Jackson.
Ooh, I like that. I'd listen to baby girl radio.
What would that
I
be
still
about?
Want Biff and Joe back more than anything.
Non-concurrent 7 hours of radio. So get up early and stay out late doing radio.
Well, everybody's got a price, I guess.
Shut up, ravioli head.
Oh, gosh. You were just waiting for that. You were waiting for me to open my mouth.
Whatever came out was coming. Yeah.
Doug, can you praise KG again so I can see the look on Iggy's face? That's from Chairman Steve.
And those KG are is a wizard with the social media, and he's really helped our engagement farming.
Engagement farming.
We do that.
Try we to. Engagement farm?
Try to, yeah. It's an effective strategy. I don't know if you've taken a look around the social media interwebs, but... there's a gold mine of just saying dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. Licks wants baby girl radio, so there it is. There's a market, I guess.
I don't know what we talk about necessarily. Just...
what'd you do this weekend? That's what I want to know.
What did I do this weekend, Tim? I went to the Cardinal game on Friday night.
Oh, God.
It was in the Ballpark Village section, like the rooftop section.
Oh, yeah.
I guess is counted as Cardinal attendance. Like, if you're up there, that's part of Busch Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like $60, all you can eat, all you can drink. So, you know, I tied on the feed bag and had some beverages Friday night.
You had the feed bag around your neck?
Yeah.
And you just lower your neck and eat when you want and then
something
come
like
back
that.
Up and talk?
That's right. So that was fruitful. What a night that was. I did really enjoy myself. A bunch of my friends. Saturday, helped my sister move, played some basketball, then didn't do much. And then Sunday, I played golf yesterday. So,
oh, where'd you play, boy?
Spencer Tee.
How was your ball striking?
Solid. It was wet. It was wet. We played at 7:12 tee time.
Oh,
Spencer Tee.
God almighty.
What time did you leave to get there?
Probably 5:42.
Yeah, because I needed to go get coffee. So, about 5:45, I left the apartment.
Oh,
that's what time I wake up early for this.
You
show.
Shot an 81.
85.
You should have spent the night in Alton.
For real. Got in the Cardinal Lodge or something.
Yeah.
I like that course.
I do too.
I haven't played out there since, I guess those pine trees have grown since then. I forgot what hole it is. It used to be, I think, hole 3. Now it's probably hole 12. But it's a dogleg right. But when they first put these pine trees in, you could just go right over the pine trees toward the green. Now you have to either lay it up or really hit a big cut around there. I don't know what hole that is.
No, I don't either.
It's a fun little course, though. I always liked it.
It's a nice
used to be my home course. We played there all the time.
Yeah.
Jealous, Raby?
Well, Raby might be jealous of that. So you shot an 85 at Spencer Rock.
It was
too early in the morning.
And it was so wet. It was like legit. Like, I guess it poured Saturday night.
Why'd you play so early?
You know, you have some beverages when you're watching the Cardinals win 3-0 over the Pale Hose.
Nice.
And you and your friends are like, we really should play on Sunday. And then you start looking at tee times, and early mornings or afternoons are your only options.
Yeah.
And so you're like, all right, I'll do 7:12 because you think, you know, that day you'll be
early
fine.
Early afternoon sounds much better to me.
Yeah, but there, by the time we finished up, we saw there was a slight backup on the first hole, cart path only, mid-afternoon on a Sunday. I'm glad I got all my afternoon.
Oh. Iggy, you think we're cart path only today?
Oh, hell yeah.
I agree with you. I don't even think it's a sweat.
No, there's no... I mean, if we had cart path last Sunday and we didn't need to be...
Oh, still not happy about that.
Today is going to be... because it's like two straight days of
rain. Is there a chance it won't even be open?
The course will be...
contact Sean Barnes?
They're always open.
Well, not if it floods out.
Well, flood out. You just can't... they're not going to say you can't walk on the course. It's grass.
Yeah, if there's... standing water all over the place, they might say, shut it down.
That course drains pretty well.
All right. So you're still upset that they didn't allow you to use a cart last Sunday?
I'm upset, but it shouldn't have been carts on path last Sunday.
I just emailed Sean Barnes. Just to make sure, Doug.
Okay.
I still haven't gotten an email or a DM from anybody who wants to carry my bag and walk with me but not talk with me for 4.5 hours today. Does that surprise you?
It does, Tim. I think certainly a lemming would step forward.
Surprise Beercast, and he's got nothing to do.
Gaffer's tape over his mouth so he won't talk with you.
Right. I mean, I guess you can talk. You just it's kind of like Finau playing with Tiger in the Masters in 2019. It was all silent. And then he goes, so how's the family? And he looked at him, paused, and said, good, and then kept walking. And from that point forward, it was understood from Tony Finau to not talk to Tiger.
Because he's just too big?
Kind of the same deal.
Yeah.
Here.
Very, very similar.
Yeah, some golfers just in a zone. They don't like talking during their playing.
It's rude.
It's not rude.
Yes, it is. It's rude.
Well, yeah, if you're like in a fan page club championship, but not the
You can't just be a
PGA.
Normal human being.
These guys are playing for millions of dollars. Some guys just like to get in the zone, don't like talking. Other guys
Still
like
rude.
To talk.
Still rude.
What about like a pitcher during a game and like someone who doesn't like to be talked to during a game?
A pitcher doesn't have a mostly downtime during the 4-hour, 3-hour round, whatever it is.
What about when the offense is up?
Yeah, you could talk to him, sure. You're being weird if you don't. Don't talk to me. I'm pitching. That's weird. That's stupid.
Well, it's a little weird is a little different than rude.
Well, it's a little of both. How dare you talk to me? You're another fellow pro. How dare you
talk to me? One of the reasons why I like to have a caddy, I mean, I like Carlos Baez, who we enter beer cats. I'm not trying to forget other people who have caddied. I think you caddied for me once, I think.
A couple times, I think.
Yeah, over the years. I just like to be able to BS while I'm playing. I think I play better when I'm BSing. I need a comfortable pairing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I'm going to do this live on the air.
Oh, no.
Jackson Bennett Burkett, will you be my partner at this year's member guest?
Oh, what a wonderful gesture. Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be fun.
What a treat.
Thank you, Tim. That is a very kind gesture from you. Thank you.
I've seen this guy play under pressure when we're playing for a lot of money.
Have you?
I mean, I think even wealthy people would say a lot of money. And, you know, Jackson's an up-and-comer. He'll be a millionaire, no question in my mind. But, you know, you're 26, and now you got a, I don't know, $200-$300 hole. You know, some people tighten up a little bit. Okay. We saw what happened with that kid yesterday, Iggy, on 18.
We've seen Iggy get very nervous on the green.
No, I've never gotten nervous.
When you putt.
Well, I may miss him, but it's not nerves. I just stop with that.
I couldn't resist. It was right there on the tee. I couldn't.
You'll have fun, Jackson. I think he had a chance with Jackson because he's a dangerous 10 getting pops.
That's what I'm saying.
And I see Doug's guy. What's the guy's name?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Hebert.
Todd Abolt. Not Bobby Hebert.
And I am I'm a mess right now, and my number is now up to 4.8.
Okay. All right.
That's
dangerous,
too.
Here we are.
This could be the team to beat.
I think that makes me a course 7 at Westboro. I don't know what I'll be playing to today. I would guess a 4 or 5. But just a bit of a mess. So anyway, Jackson, you're in. Doug, I've seen him play under pressure.
Have you?
And I'm like, I can't wait to see. Let's see what this. I said to my playing partners, let's see what this little hoe has.
That's what you said.
Teeing off. Okay, it's a couple hundred dollars on the line. Let's see if he folds up, and then he just stripes it down the middle, and I'm just like, oh. And then it kept happening. I'm like, oh. Got him on the list. Oh, and now the people in the field are texting me.
Oh, are they?
Sean Brennan texted. He says he's going to caddy for that team. Oh. And he's our stroke play champion. He missed qualifying for the U.S. Open, the qualifier last week by like 3 strokes or 2 strokes.
You'll get to meet Bo, too.
Bo House, Iggy's guy.
Bo Hart will be there.
Yeah.
Hard worker.
There's a lot of good guys out there that play, right. And that's fun.
Yeah, that'll be a fun
event. I appreciate it. This is going to be fun. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
All right. What are you going to wear,
Jackson? Probably be $100 degrees that day. Last 2 times I played, every time we played, it was 100 degrees.
Well, there's always something to complain about.
No.
Nice hole, Kai.
Well, it was just hot.
Okay.
Thank God Westboro, like every other hole, had a cooler full of ice towels.
Oh. All right. Well, it's summer in St. Louis. It gets toasty.
You know, there's a little social event after the Saturday thing. That means I might have to meet your mole friend.
All right. Sounds good. She'll enjoy that.
Jackson keeps her hidden from us, Doug. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be wearing, Jackson?
Oh, man. Something scintillating. Something that really gets the people going.
Oh.
You know?
I bet it'll be absolutely alluring.
I can only imagine. That's all I have in my closet.
Yeah.
We didn't go to that when I played.
We haven't gone to it most of the time. I mean, so much of it. I think when you played Anna Marie, we had just had our second son. But I think this year, I mean, it's still tough. We went to a derby thing on Saturday, and it's like I started drinking, I don't know what time, 3. And what keeps me from, like, getting really effed up is not like I have a responsibility. I don't care. When I get out of town, I'm going to. But it's the kids. I'm sure that, man, you never really, like, drank hard anyway.
Not too much, no.
But if you know you got to wake up and you got a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, That's going to keep you in check. You know?
And if you're breastfeeding, you don't want to do that.
And I am.
Yeah.
Recreational.
Suckle from my teat.
Oh. Recreational breastfeeding.
That's right.
Yeah. Doing it for sport.
Suckle from my teat. By the way, I had the two horse. Sierra Leone. Is that how you pronounce it?
I had an emplacement show.
I mean, I just put a $25 bet on it just for the hell of it. But when I played last week, this caddy, did I talk about this on the air or not?
Mm-mm.
Guy who's been caddying, he caddied for Jack Nicklaus at the Ryder Cup at Old Warsaw in 71. And he was my caddy last week. Great guy. Big Mike, Doug.
Big Mike.
Not the big guy. Big Mike from the text inbox or the dating game.
Or Jamaica.
Big Mike, right. That's right. That guy was from Long Island Radio. He was all over it. All over it. Big recommendation. And I'm like, okay, I know this guy loves the ponies. I'll throw a little something on it. So I'm actually invested watching it. I've had a few libations, and I'm watching, and there's no audio where we are because there's a bunch of people there. And I'm like, that damn 11 horse is keeping two.
Bumped him.
And then who won? Magic Mike or something
Mystic
like that?
Mystic Dan.
Thank you.
I'm telling
you, that was incredible. It was incredibly exciting. It was super fun. God, if I would have had, like, real money on that. And I know a lot of people get into that crap, you know. Woo! Cats and dogs. Yeah. And by the way, now that I've seen the replay, I'm kind of like, oh, my guy, my jockey was actually hitting the 11 horse and probably should have been, I don't know what the penalties are in horse racing. I don't know it well enough.
Suspended 2 days' time. Probably.
Suspended 2 days' time, Illinois Recovery Center. Yeah. That's right.
Doug keeps tight looks on that. Yeah, I was at Max Local Eats with the Frog Dad. And we got there right at the start, and the guy next to us clearly had some serious action on it, and he was screaming at the TV, and it's really exciting.
What makes somebody a frog dad?
That's a great question. It should have been asked years ago, actually. Yeah,
he's the dog dad, but I just call him the frog dad. And I actually don't call him that. I call him by his real name, but for the purpose of radio, I go by his seldom-called nickname.
Yeah, he caddied in 1971 and he's still caddying. That is correct.
I know
it sounds crazy, but yes, he 53 caddied.
53 years later, he's caddied.
He caddied for Nicklaus.
There's some lifers.
71 at the Ryder Cup.
There's some famous lifers from there's a guy at Pebble Beach who's really famous. I think Tim Tipton is his name.
Timmy Tipton, they call him, Doug.
Tim Tipton. He's like a famous caddy. He's been there forever.
Well, Fluff's 78.
He just
left Furyk and went on CT Pan's bag.
Well, I'm sure they make good money, don't they, if they're with the big-time players.
Was Fluff the one who would hold up a cigarette to tell which way the wind was blowing?
He would blow his smoke and see which way.
Got it. That's classic.
Yeah,
he had your password to Mr. Skin, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody, all every caddy out there, Jay gave it to. I don't know, they'd win more than... Just one major with Tiger or more than one?
Doug, how many majors did Fluff?
I don't know. I just want to know how much a good caddy can make in a year.
Well, Scotty Scheffler's caddy's made more than Rory McIlroy already.
Ted Scott?
Yeah, if you're talking tour, but like, do you mean just like a caddy at a place?
No, I mean a tour caddy.
Oh, yeah, you can make millions if you're on the
millions
right bag.
Millions a year?
If you're on the right bag.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tim, if you ever need someone better than Jackson for your member guest, I'm here for you. That's from Mr. Siders, who's celebrating his victory over Jackson 8 days ago with that.
He is a better golfer than me.
Yeah, you were just kind of at peace with that.
Mm-hmm.
Said, how'd it go? Oh, he's just a better golfer than me.
Yeah.
That's not the way it usually works in the Fan Page Club Championship. You talk about how you
bagger.
Got there. Right.
Wouldn't give me a single putt. Of course, I missed him from 3 feet in. But
I told the Pope, because he was down three to me, like on the back nine, he goes, I'd give it to you, but I'm down three, and I'm just looking for anything. I go, I understand. I said, and if it's a gimme, then you should make the putt.
Right.
Like, what, are you going to get angry about it? I'll make the damn putt. Who cares? It's from 3 feet.
Yeah.
That's my job. That's why we're out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you just look across, and you say, hey, you got beat today. Happens.
Yeah, you tip your cap. Maybe Flip Wilson's going to skull pound me today.
Sure.
You know what
Could
I'll
be
do?
The case.
I'll blame you.
Yeah, Doug.
Some people don't know mash play to know to tell you
Tim
that's
does.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean,
on the subject of
licks, the last hole, he's one up going to 17, and he's got like a 3-foot putt to win the match. And I said, that's good.
What a concession.
He goes, no, I'll putt it. What? What do I do if he misses it?
You got mad at him at that point?
If he misses it, what do I say? No, I gave it to you. That's good. But then he putts it anyway. He goes, no, I'll putt it. Well, why? I just said pick it up. You win.
He wants to see what he would have really scored on the hole.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's kind of gangster. If you make the putt after they said it's good, yeah. You just make it.
I honestly didn't know you had conceded it. I was there. I'm not saying that you didn't. I know you did because other people were saying it, but I didn't hear it at the time. Here is a picture, Doug, of the caddy who caddied for me with Nicholas in 71. Oh, Dogtown Ty, your opponent, Big Mike. You wear that? I feel like you would know about that, Iggy, just with your golf history and caddying, Big Mike.
No, he always had, God.
He's the caddy master at Old Worson now.
He looks what huge. Was
Big Mike.
Gentleman with, might have been Latino, with gray hair, like a gray fro, was Jack's caddy forever. I can't think of his name.
Lee Trevino.
No.
No, that was a different guy.
No, he had a big...
Chichi Rodriguez.
He had a big fro.
No.
Ooh, heard a flush.
I did too.
And that is brought to you by Schaefer Door Company, the sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour. Schaefer Door Company. Doug, why don't you tell people about Schaefer Door Company?
Well, if you have a flushing problem in your house and it's making too much noise, Schaefer Door probably has an answer in the way of a garage door. They can close out a lot of noise with that. More likely, your door is just not going up and it's not going down. Yes, up. You want it to go up and down on command, and Schaefer Door can help you do that. They've got service for all kinds of garage doors, new installation, new doors, or if you got an old door and just can't make it work right, guys from Schaefer Door will come out, and they'll get it working perfectly. They service commercial doors, too. If you run a business or a warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in those type of jobs. Business has multiple family members working there, have been for many, many years. Big enough for any job that you can throw at them. The service tech's not commission-based, so if there's any kind of repair and it's just a small one, that's all you're going to get charged for. They're going to try to upsell you to a brand-new garage door if you don't need it. That's not how they roll. They just want to make sure your garage door rolls, and it rolls correctly. That's Schaefer Door. I'm going to go ahead and spell Schaefer now. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, that's Schaefer Door. SchaeferDoor.com is where you go, or you call and text 636-782-3608, and they will take good care of you and your garage doors. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master Authorized Dealer.
If you're injured in a car accident and you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find, and we've got two guys right now who are in the final 32 of the Jennings. And that is CeeDee Longo and Doug Biggs. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. In a personal injury case, there can be a substantial amount of money on the line, and these guys know how to get every last dollar possible. They're not the churn and burn type of law firm. With Doug and CeeDee, you won't be just another file lost in the shuffle. If you have questions about your case, you'll talk to Doug or CeeDee personally, and they will handle every aspect of your case the entire way. They'll get to know you, and you will get to know them. Doug and CeeDee are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, they are excellent personal injury lawyers, and they are listeners of the show. It's Longo Biggs, LongoBiggs.com, LongoBiggs.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. James Carlton's going to be in here for the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour, at least a portion of it. He's online at carltoninsurance.net, and the phone number is 314-961-4800. He's my agent. Did you make the switch? You're making the switch? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm talking out of school. I might be out of line.
No, that's cool. I'm going to be talking with James here very soon.
Oh, a little sit down. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a sit down, huh?
Yeah.
Anybody know the location?
Well, the person I trust the most set up the meeting, so I definitely won't be assassinated.
Wow. How about that?
It's going to be a little Italian restaurant.
Yeah, try the veal. Yeah. Stuff a gun under the flush.
And then Joe Torre will be there while he was playing for the Cardinals.
He looked just like Joe Torre. Yeah. God, he took a shot right in the head.
Salazzo? Or was that McCluskey?
McCluskey looked less like Joe Torre than Salazzo.
The other guy looked like Joe Torre.
James Carlton, Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. He'll be in a matter of moments. And send your emails in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com.
Acura.com. People are sending in emails. I made a reference in the 7 o'clock hour, which is presented by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, that I'm thinking about bringing guests back to the podcast, but doing like 10-sodes or 12-sodes, shooting them here. We don't have to shoot them here because we shoot them where we could shoot them where we shoot sound stories now. But either way, video, which we didn't do initially with the podcast, and people are sending in their guest ideas for it. I really want to interview Bill DeWitt III. That's like my, I know that's not a tough get per se, but I really want to have a conversation with him. Eli Drinkwitz intrigues me. This one from R. in the Lou says, David Backus, I think he retired in St. Louis. It'd be interesting to hear his thoughts on the Blues going from the cellar and rebuild to when he left. The end of his career playing with the Bruins in the Stanley Cup final. Yeah, I guess what I guess to specify, and that's what he said, David Eckstein as well. I'm also looking for ones that are kind of topical. So interesting and topical. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's possible with 10 guests, but, you know, not just like a, you know, some, I don't know, maybe like a little angle. Like the Bill DeWitt thing, obviously there are some angles there. So, you know what I mean? I mean, the TV thing, I mean, we're in the midst of a real decline at this moment for this organization with regard to the public approval. Maybe the play turns around. I don't necessarily see it as likely, but who knows. But Eli Drinkwitz, certainly.
Tatum.
Jackson wants Tatum in there. Will you just sit there with a soft cow the entire time?
No. Mm. No. But he is a great interview. Graham Bessinger did like a 45 minutes with him and his mom.
Bensinger just had Seinfeld on.
I know.
Yeah. It's Graham Bensinger, Doug.
He goes all over the world and gets
crazy.
Of course, we've had him in talking about it.
Yeah.
And he works on it for months.
He does. Months. Yeah. God bless him. I love when those little things pop up in my TikTok. I love that show, man. Those are my kind of show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sean Barnes emailed Doug. Tim, I'm not at work today, but after all the rain in the last week, plus I'm sure that it's still car path only and the range will be closed. So I don't know how much work you need
open.
To get in. The course is open, but a cart path only. So I really need, I guess like a 25 to 27, maybe 28, depending on if you've been to NIAC. You could carry the bag for me today.
What do you mean a 27 or 28 to carry the bag? You mean year-old person?
Bicurious female.
Oh.
That's always the deal. But sometimes Carlos Spicewainer and Beer Cats and Iggy.
Fight for me, boys.
That's as close as you get. Okay. Yeah. Well, what if no one shows? What if everyone's working?
Guess me and you ride in the cart and walk 10 miles to our ball.
Oh, I have my caddy lined up, Tim.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right. 8:30 Recreator.
That's right. Yeah.
Iggy, how's that going to go?
He's a good caddy. So he's got a new app on his phone.
Well, he says the app worked fine last week, too.
Well, it didn't work fine.
And it cost you your match, didn't it? That putt on 16 didn't help you any.
I've had more people talk to me about that putt on 16 who weren't even there. They just want to hear about it.
It's become a legendary stroke in golf history.
I'm surprised there's no film.
Yeah, I agree.
No video exists. Nobody filmed anything.
It's like Will Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Yeah, did that actually happen?
Mm-hmm.
I was probably 70 yards behind you guys, seeing it all go down.
Did you really? Oh, you saw the putt?
Yeah, I saw 1 second, Cardinals lose on a walk-off homer. I turn up, and I see Iggy putt, and I saw it rest at the crest of the hill.
Yeah.
And I said, oof.
One more oscillation.
It's oscillating.
Little could you have known you were witnessing history.
I know.
Piece of history.
I was too worried about the shot that I proceeded to donate into the water.
Did you?
You have to be a sad person to caddy at this tournament. That's from Dervis Parrish.
Or just a real golf enthusiast.
I'm caddying for Cletus Saturday. I think Plowsy's playing in our group, so
they're fun. Nice. Who's Cletus playing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Cletus is playing Walt Edmonds.
Walt Edmonds. And you like the way he strikes the ball. You think that he could get better around the greens, though?
Well, if he can just cut some strokes off his game, he'll score better. I know that much.
Nice. Did Mr. Smith win his match, or did he forfeit his way in?
You have the...
I don't know. Look,
because he's supposed to play PGA Pro Dan, and PGA Pro Dan texted me on Sunday morning and said, I'm not going to make it.
Well, then he's out.
If you were 70 yards behind the green when that putt happened, you were closer to the ball than the cup was. That's from Alan Dadeville, who did witness it.
Well, 80 feet and 70 yards is kind of
different. And it was a great, great putt.
That was a good drive. You had to be close to the water.
Tim, any chance you could interview Chairman Curt for the podcast and talk about his rise from brisket to running a local FM radio show? That's from the 618.
Mm. Rise from brisket. Mr. Smith lost.
He lost.
Oh, no.
He must have got a replacement for PGA Pro Dan.
I don't know.
All this talk of Iggy's perfect putt on 16 reminds me of my perfect approach on the same hole. Now, it went into the pond off on the left, but it was absolutely perfect. Thanks. Mm-hmm. That's Andy in St. Peter's. Wasn't Chairman Curt behind the featured group to get footage? What a load of garbage that there isn't video. That's from the Breakfast Club.
We were playing our own damn match. What are you going from us?
I suppose we could recreate it. He could go back out there and hit the same putt. Probably the same thing would happen.
Can't hit a putt like that ever again.
If you're going out to the course, why wouldn't you actually play rather than getting caddy-cucked? It seems very on brand for this show. Stupid. That's from Arbor Day. Milagro Tequila, Texture of the Year, 2023.
Nothing wrong with, like, hanging out with a friend.
What's his point?
No.
If you're going to caddy play, well, there's four people playing. You're caddying for one. You can't very well play.
Arbor Day, you can call on the Collier Thompson phone line, 636-9000.
He just wonders why anyone would caddy. That was the question.
Well, I get paid for it. That's why I do it.
Cletus is going to pay you.
And plus, I have fun hanging out with Cletus.
How much will he pay you for this?
Well, he knows it's $50 to caddy.
Everyone knows your price for caddy.
Everybody knows how much I charge.
Brian Henschen says, I will come on the podcast, Tim. It would be an honor. I'll have my people reach out to your people. Thanks. That's Brian Henschen. Yeah. So it sounds like...
All right. There's one guest lined up.
You rest.
I think who he could set us up for in Indianapolis.
Father Brown Eye says, good luck, Walt Edmonds. You have no chance. The man plays to a 10 handicap and can get up and down from a trash can. Eye roll emoji. Mm. Father Brown Eye not happy with Cletus' handicap.
I just did a DP.
Okay. What's Cletus' handicap now? Is it like a 10?
Yeah.
And he plays every day, year round.
He does play throughout the course of the year. All right, it's 9:02. James Carlton's going to join us coming up in the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour. We close out the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Remember, IHOP has new pancake-inspired milkshakes. Try the new Cinestack and cupcake shakes. House-made shakes at IHOP. Sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour here on TMA. And if you are looking for a digital marketing partner, how about 2060 Digital? That's a Hubbard company. In today's fast-paced world of digital marketing, making meaningful connections with your audience can be a daunting challenge for any business, but what if there was a place where connections aren't just made, but nurtured for growth? Enter 2060 Digital, our sister company backed by a 100-year-old media empire, just like 105.7 The Point, HD2. If you are a business owner or marketer seeking more strategic ways to reach and engage customers, look no further than 2060 Digital. With 12 years of expertise, 2060 specializes in simplifying the complexities of digital marketing. Our team demystifies the process by transforming it from a challenge into an opportunity for your business. Whether it's enhancing your brand's online presence, optimizing digital campaigns, or increasing customer engagement, 2060 is here to propel your business forward. Think your business has room to grow? Let us prove it to you. Visit 1057thepoint.com/2060digital to request a complimentary digital audit today. Send your emails in. Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. The morning after at InsideSTL.com comes your way at 9:45. Mike Florio talking Battlehawks attendance, the NFL. That's at 10:15 on 101 ESPN with me and Jackson. And then join us, me and Doug. Balls in the air at 12:15 today. Mm. I think you're probably going to have to get into one of the sheltered sponsored tents with the rain, but it should be fun. They're expecting about 31,000, 32,000 people at Gateway today for our match.
Really? They got the parking for all that?
Nope.
I guess over there at the racetrack.
The racetrack, and then there's a trolley.
Shuttle. Yeah.
The loop trolley.
Okay.
I shipped it.
Is it raining out there? No, we don't have a window here. Is it
still
raining? Raining,
Doug. It's not going to rain the rest of the day.
There you go. How
really?
About that? We got that guarantee now.
Okay.
What? What?
Well, that'd be nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be like 75 degrees. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll battle through it.
Right. Pants or shorts? These are kind of the days where you're in between.
Well, I got pant.
Yeah,
got
Hawk
pant.
Will be up.
When in doubt, go
the
pant.
Hawk's going to be up?
It's always up out there.
Yeah.
That's
true. All right. We'll have the 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Schaefer Door Company coming up here in a matter of moments. IHOP 8 o'clock hour in the books. This is TMA presented by Brown and Crouppen.